And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. This is my 28th year on the air. So I call myself a man with a microphone. Very special program. I've written several books, and my most recent book was called A Day with the Lord. A Day with the Lord. Listen to the back cover. As a child, you may have lain upon the grass of a summer's evening, looking up at the stars. Somehow you knew there was a meaning to your life. You were sure that a mysterious, great adventure awaited you. It included your finding your true purpose in life. Does what I have said not strike a responsive chord? Does it not call you to awaken from the slumber you have fallen into, from the cares and enticements of life? Awaken now. Brush the sleepy cobwebs from your eyes, stand tall, and begin again to find and live your true life. The journey starts with your sincere yearning, finding your way back to what you once knew in your heart as a little child, and beginning your real life journey of adventure and discovery. Now, to me, that kind of says it all right there. There are a lot of fairy tales that have to do with people falling asleep or coming under a spell, and they have to be awakened. Was it Sleeping Beauty? Or was it? Yes, it was. Wasn't it Sleeping Beauty who had to be awakened by the kiss from the prince? One of my favorite stories of all time is The Wizard of Oz. Loved The Wizard of Oz. And in that story, Dorothy was swept up in a tornado from her home in Kansas and carried off to the Land of Oz. And there she had many adventures. Yes, she did. She had many adventures. And she made some very good friends, but there were also wicked people there. And a lot of strange things happened. And finally, although she loved her friends there, she wanted to get back to Kansas. She wanted to go home again. Okay, well, how many of us want to go home again? But where's home? Home is, well, it's the home you've never been to. And yet it's the home that when you were a little child you knew, and you were very close to it. The home is actually the kingdom of heaven. Christ said the kingdom of heaven is within you and around you, he said. Yet we don't see it. Something's happened. Something went wrong. And I'm going to talk about what went wrong and how to find your way back. Somewhere Paul says, and I'm writing about this in my new book, which is just about ready to go to press. Paul says that those who are called of God and who begin the path back to real life and real adventure. He said they are with Christ in heavenly realms. Well, there is a heavenly realm that's very near at hand. And, you know, there's another interesting type of story that I enjoy. And it's a story of a parallel dimension. I'm sure you've read some science fiction or fantasy science where there's a parallel dimension and someone steps through the door to the parallel dimension. They step through a door, enter a parallel dimension. Well, the parallel dimension is the kingdom of heaven. And when you were a little child, you were very, very close to it. You must refind it. And then you can venture forth in life on a wonderful adventure and have that with you as you venture through life and learn to meet each moment with a little bit of grace a little bit of courage, a little bit of wisdom, and a little bit of patience, which grow with each moment well met. Courage and patience and love and understanding and joy grow. Hi, this is Roland. I just wanted to say a special hello and welcome and express my gratitude to listeners in beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Hemet, Riverside, Palm Springs, Banning, Temecula, Moreno Valley, and all points around there. Thank you all for listening. Life is supposed to be happy and sweet, an adventure, a wonderful, wonderful adventure. But something has gone wrong, and it began when you were a little child, and people's words began to have more effect upon you than your own intuition and common sense. Now let me restate what I said earlier. This very profound sentence uttered by a very spiritual man. He said, "The language of God is intuition." If you could remember that, take it with you and dwell upon it, consider it, it could be the beginning of a lot of good. It could be a whole change. See, what has happened is you've been converted over to the word system, the language system, the authority on the outside system. The language of God is intuition. Life was meant to be a wonderful adventure. And when you were a little child, you knew that. You knew that when you were a little child, you leapt from bed in the morning and ran barefoot, ready to begin a day of discovery. You knew that was what life was supposed to be, a journey of discovery. That's why we like movies and television shows like Star Trek or Star Wars. We love them because they're a great adventure, or Raiders of the Lost Ark type movies. Great adventures. Well, that's what life was meant to be. And that's what you have to refine. But in order to refine it, you must become, Christ said, unless you become as a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven. What did he mean? Well, let's get back to where I started, and I'm going to tie the ideas together. Where you started, how you fell away from what you had, and how words had something to do with it, and how you abandoned intuition, abandoned what you knew in your heart, wordlessly. So let's begin. Charles Dickens, the great writer, said this about children. He said, "It is no small thing when these little people, who are yet fresh from God, love us." Yes, they're fresh from God, and so were you once upon a time. You were fresh from God. And when you were a little child, you saw things and you knew things. And if you had just stayed with that, you could have led a life of adventure and growth and gaining in courage, more wisdom, more understanding, more love, more insights, more realizations, and more adventures, endlessly. But instead, something happened. What happened was you fell away from what you knew in your heart. See, when you were a little child, you were very close to your intuition. For example, and I always use these examples, when you were a little child, if you saw one child being treated better than another child, you knew there was something wrong with that. It was unfair. Maybe you saw parents or other authorities dumping on one child, and you saw that it was unfair. And then you also saw other kids getting away with stuff, and you knew there was something wrong with that. So one child was being dumped on for not having really done anything at all, and another child was getting away with stuff. It was injustice, and you saw it very clearly when you were a little child, didn't you? You did. And you knew about love, see? And you had love. Of course, it was childish love, but you had love. And you knew, deep down in your heart, you kind of knew that God exists. And you heard about Jesus, and you knew that he was good. And you knew these things in your heart, okay? And you had many discoveries and many insights and realizations. But now what? Now you have lost it. So let's talk about how it came to pass that you lost it. You lost your intuition. Instead, you gained what? Instead, you gained, pleasures and pains and words, hollow words, empty words, false love, false purpose, and endless challenges from the outside driving you and driving you and driving you onward. Christ said, unless you become as a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Got a comment or a question? Here's my email address, sheddingshackles@yahoo.com. That's sheddingshackles@yahoo.com. Got a question or a comment? You can call my listener call-in line anytime, 24/7. The number is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hi, everyone. This is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone. And that's how I help people. That's why I've done this all these years. I just want to help people, okay? Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, and conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual, and it has something to do with God, and it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful, deep breath of fresh air, okay? That's what you need to do to come out of those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality, the blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay? And find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. We're talking about how once upon a time when you were a little child, you were very close to the kingdom of heaven. And you had a short taste of what it might have been like in the Garden of Eden. Had Adam trusted in what he knew in his heart, instead of listening to the challenge and the tease and the taunts, and the pressures and the motivation of others, always egging him on to be more, have more, do more grades, higher grades, more classes, more courses, more degrees, more money, more cars, more things, more reading, more study. It was endless pressure. Well, it began. It had a moment of beginning. See, everything has a moment where it begins. That moment of pressure, that pressure, was in the Garden of Eden, and it was in his mind. His wife spoke it. See, it wasn't her fault. She was saying what the serpent had said. So she kind of presented it, and Adam listened, but he kind of liked it. He liked the idea of being a big man without God, through education, through knowledge, through power. See, do it on his own. So he went for the temptation. He went for the tea. He went for the challenge. And what happened? Well, he lost. What he had had was intuition, and what he had had is an intimate relationship with God. He lost that. And so losing that, he also lost the Garden of Eden. He lost the beauty and the sweetness and the joy of the Garden of Eden. And he lost the wonderful adventure that he could have been on. That's why we love stories like Star Trek on a voyage of discovery. That's the way it would have been for Adam. Now, some people, they never totally lose what they had as a little child. People like Albert Einstein, for example, he never lost it. And so for him, life was an adventure of discovery, and he did discover things. He did discover many wonderful things about math and about science and about physics and about the universe. It was a great adventure. But your life, instead of adventure, has become drudgery. Why? Because it's not really your life. Why do you suppose that... See, dogs don't have... And cats and deer and bunny rabbits. They don't have conflict. They don't have to take drugs and smoke marijuana and drink alcohol. And their life is not drudgery. Their life... And they don't have frustration. See? They just live their life beautifully. Well, you would... Had you remained close to... As you were when you were a little child, close to your intuition from God, your intuition would have led you to become what you were meant to be on this wonderful adventure, and it would never have been boring, never had been drudgery, and you would have grown to great stature. That's right. Well, maybe you can still make it happen. It can still happen. Let's put it that way. It can still happen, but it has to be of God, not of the hand of man. It has to be of God. And how does it begin? It begins by hearing, something that awakens you from your sleep. Now remember Dorothy in the Land of Oz, she wanted to go home again. Well, that's what we need to do, is to go home again, okay? And awaken from your slumber and begin to live your own life instead of the tense, pressured, goal-driven life that the authorities on the outside have designed for you. See, there are two authorities. There's the inner authority of what you know in your heart, which represents God, represents conscience, represents intuition, and what's right. And from that, you can flow to become a very noble person. But the authorities on the outside, well, you become beholden to them for crumbs of approval, and to serve them and their glory. Instead of serving God's glory, you serve their glory. So you must awaken and discover your own true life and live from within on a wonderful journey of adventure. Hi, this is Roland. I just wanted to say a special hello and welcome and express my gratitude to listeners in beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Hemet, Riverside, Palm Springs, Banning, Temecula, Moreno Valley, and all points around there. Thank you all for listening. Yeah, so keep listening in. Keep listening in. Check out my many YouTube lectures that I have on wonderful spiritual topics. Send me an email if you'd like to have a little get-together, like a little seminar, 5, 10, 15, 20 people. I'm sure I could find a place there somewhere in Palm Springs or Palm Desert or San Bernardino or Redlands, and we could have a little seminar so I could talk about some of these things and you could share and people could learn something and grow, and it's a lot of fun. I've had them in the past, and they are a lot of fun. People always leave better off than when they came, no question about it. Indeed, I am happy to be here in the Southland. It feels right, somehow. Southland, Inland Empire. There's a reason why I'm here. I don't know why, but there has to be. I've been on stations all over the country. I mean, you name it. But here I am now. Here I am. So there must be a reason. Maybe there's some wonderful person here in the Inland Empire, the Southland, some wonderful person that listens in one Sunday morning and their life is changed. Okay? Then it makes it all worthwhile. Now, when I say a wonderful person, what do I mean? What I mean is someone who deep down in their heart loves truth and yearns for the truth. And a person who might be willing to admit they're wrong. Whatever their wrong is, usually, what is it that we're wrong for? Well, we're wrong for resenting other people, resenting our mom and resenting our dad and becoming hateful. We're wrong for judging other people and looking on them with contempt, see, and puffing up. And we're wrong for doubting what we know in our heart. Now, remember when you were a little child, I said you were very close to your intuition? So how did you fall away from it? Well, you were challenged from the outside. And what was the challenge? I already talked about grade pressure and performance pressure and study pressure, and I forgot to mention peer pressure. See, a lot of parents abandon their kids to the rotten school system or to an awful daycare environment or an awful preschool environment, and there's pressure, pressure, pressure. Okay? So there's peer group pressure, and then, of course, there's also drug pressure and all other kinds of pressure. But there's another pressure, and even worse pressure. You know what that is? It's the pressure of impatience, the pressure of impatience and meanness. Little child, see, makes a little mistake, and he's forced to go to his room, or he's punished, or he's accused of not being good like his brother or sister. Or the parent says, I wish you were never born. See, you're just a drag to me. You're tying me down. I'm stuck because of you. Oh, yes, how many children hear things like that? Behind closed doors, see, out in the public. See, everything seems wonderful, but behind closed doors, some people are tyrants, even wicked. And they say mean things and cruel things and vicious things to the little children. And the little children are traumatized. Ah, there's the word, traumatized. And they respond with what? With emotion, with upset, with crying, with fear. Daddy is leaving. Why is Daddy leaving? What is a divorce? Why is Daddy leaving? See, it's troublesome to the little child. And so the little child becomes emotional. Okay? And what is emotion but a response to the world? And the emotions rise up and well up, and it's through being emotional and responding to the teases and taunts and challenges and cruelties and impatience and lack of understanding that caused a little child to become a little emotional creature, outward directed, and then separated from its inner ground. See, the inner ground of good from God. See, when the child is very close to that kingdom of heaven, that good from within, it also is security. When the child is separated from that, and it's also love, and so the child is separated from that love from within, and separated, the child feels empty, and the child is angry and hurt, maybe resentful and upset at the challenges from outside, and feeling empty, the child looks for love, but separated from within and not having anyone to show them the way back. The child then looks for love out in the world, the false love, love from food, love from marijuana, love from drugs, love from the very pressure mongers, see, who claim to love the child by pressuring it, who claim to love the child by challenging it, see? So what you have to simply see is all of this has happened and you compounded it all by resenting those people. You wanted love from the world and you didn't get true love. Nothing was ever satisfying. But look at it this way. It's not so bad. You know why? Because now you've discovered that the love out there is not satisfying. You've discovered that pressure and challenge and tease is not such a good thing. Okay? And so now you yearn for what you knew in your heart. Yearn to return to what you once knew as a little child, your intuition. And then begin to flow from it and live a spontaneous life. And you know what? You'll know the peace of God and also joy. And you'll be a better parent and a better partner and a better worker. And life will be good. Got a question or a comment? You can call my listener call-in line anytime, 24/7. The number is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. You know, you really ought to try the meditation. If you like this program, if you hear something here that you've always yearned to hear, well, then the next step would be to get the meditation. Because it's so simple, but so important, because most people are lost between their ears. Most people are lost in worries, doubts, and fears, and all kinds of emotions, and upsets, and worries. And so, be nice to come out of that. Come back to the present where the birds are singing. So, go to SheddingShackles.com and look for the free meditation. Could do you a world of good. As a child, you may have lain upon the grass of a summer's evening, looking up at the stars. Somehow you knew that there was a meaning to your life. You were sure that a mysterious great adventure awaited you and included finding your true purpose in life. The journey begins with your sincere yearning, finding your way back to what you once knew in your heart as a little child, and beginning your real life journey of adventure and discovery. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.